Hello, everyone, and welcome to Hammer Time Soccer. I'm your host, Brendan, and you're here, as always, to bring you the latest on your favorite Whatcom County soccer team, Bellingham United FC. And, you know, some weeks, they just aren't as happy as other weeks. This past weekend is one of those. You know, we started off with this great 3-0-0 season. And two of those wins coming on the road, which are just huge. And so Sunday, as always, 3 p.m. kickoff, Bellingham United FC took on West Sound FC. And it was, you know, in this very young season, almost a David and Goliath sort of story. I mean, Bellingham, like I said, with the 3-0-0 record, West Sound with the 0-2-0 record. And West Sound hadn't even tallied a goal in their opening two games. They were completely just blanked. And so really, I think a lot of the people who were at this game thought, hey, this would be a simple one for Bellingham. And the Hammers did start off quickly with a flurry of shots in the opening 10 minutes. One of the more promising shots came in the 9th minute from midfielder Sean Connor, who looked at the match's first goal but was robbed on the line by a West Sound defender. It was extremely good save for a defender on the line. I was very impressed actually by that. And moments later, in the 14th minute, forward Tyler Bjork had a crack at goal, but his clean strike was handled without problem by West Sound goalkeeper Jordan Hayden. Bellingham continued to control the majority of the possession in the first half until the 40th minute. West Sound FC was finally able to mount an attack. The attack managed to draw Bellingham goalkeeper Brian Swanson off of his line, and West Sound was able to get the ball around him. Swanson was quick to recover, though, and managed to make a save off the tips of his gloves. The score would remain 0-0 heading into the half. Second half started much the same as the first. Tyler Bjork continued to be the hardest working player on the pitch and consistently created opportunities for the Hammers. In the 61st minute, he took another huge shot at Jordan Hayden, but much like in the first half, Hayden answered the call to keep West Sound FC in the match, and the score 0-0. 6 minutes later, Sean Connor decided to test the West Sound FC goalkeeper once again, and just like his teammate Tyler Bjork, he was also stonewalled by Hayden, who was having one heck of a match. Hayden was coming up huge. And you could definitely see, too, with every time he made a save, the frustration started to set in for the Hammers, and the match started to have the feeling that even a draw would be disappointing for Bellingham United against the winless and goalless West Sound side. The Hammers continued to have chances on frame, but each and every one of them were thwarted away by West Sound FC and some stellar goalkeeping by Jordan Hayden. Finally, in the 90th minute, the unthinkable happened when West Sound's Graham Davidson curled a shot through two defenders and around Brian Swanson to give West Sound their first goal and first lead of their APLY existence. Davidson immediately ran over to the rambunctious group of Hammers fans in the Copper Hog Beer Garden just to make sure they felt it. And the patrons in the beer garden did not like that so much. Davidson, he's actually a student over here from Liverpool, and that was pretty huge for him. He really did take it into his own hands. And, you know, he looked up at that clock. It was, you know, in the 90th minute and or 89th minute for that matter. And right on the edge there. And he put it through. So, that stunned the crowd. You know, Bellingham threw numbers ahead in the final stoppage time minutes in hopes of salvaging a draw. But they fell short for their efforts. And one of the more surprising matches so far of the Evergreen Premier League, West Sound FC defeated your Bellingham United Hammers with a last-minute heartbreaker, a score of 1-0. Head coach Lance Calloway said that it was a frustrating game for him as a coach. He said that, and I quote, "We created a lot of scoring opportunities but did not capitalize. Quite honestly, we should have been up 3-0 in the first 25 minutes. But he did go on to say West Sound's goalkeeper deserves credit as he came up huge on several occasions and definitely kept them in the game. Thought for the whole match we were too casual in our play. I was expecting us to come out for the second half a little more active, but we came out the same. When they scored, we were very casual on defense and made some basic mistakes by splitting two defenders and not containing, so their forward got a good shot off. Very disappointing that he got through the two players to score in the final minutes. To West Sound's credit, they never gave up, and they got the points. We have to come out better next week, bottom line. I know our players in the locker room after the match are very disappointed in our performance and felt they could have done better," end quote. Tyler Bjork was your hammer man of the match. He did work his behind off, and he has for weeks now. And regardless of the final score, he definitely deserved that. The Hammers head back out on the road next Sunday to play the Seattle Stars. Their next home game isn't until June 8th when they face Yakima United FC. First loss. It's always a tough, tough part of the season, right? Especially when it's at home. Very, very tough. Before that, the Hammers also played a friendly match against Seattle Sounders U23. And that was a really good match. Very nice large crowd in Bellingham. Sounders U23, some familiar faces on the team. Oscar Jimenez, as well as Kellen Brown, sporting the Cascade Shale for this match. And, you know, it was a really, really fun match to be at. Seattle did end up winning the game 3-2. But, boy, the Hammers, they kept coming back at them. And, you know, the Sounders U23, that's a PDL squad. And that's nothing to shake your fist at. So, for the Hammers to stick with them, would love to have gotten a result out of that in that friendly. But I was really proud of them in that game. I thought they played very well. No excuses to be made for Bellingham, but we have to remember that game was only 2 days before they had to play West Sound. And, you know, maybe a little fatigue was setting in Sunday. But, yeah, but that was a really fun game to be at. And before that, the Western Washington University Vikings girls played the Sounders women. Boy, did their back line look good, the Vikings. They had a great back line. Their goalkeeper was just on fire. And they beat the Sounders women 1-0. So that was a very good Friday of evening soccer, and hopefully we'll do that again soon. Evening games are always, they're always just, there's something different about them, and it just feels good, and it's great to have a great crowd there, so lots of good stuff. So let's look forward to the Seattle Stars match this weekend. And I want to say, this podcast is brought to you by bellinghammers.org, and you got to go over there and check it out. It's a great website. You get to see some pictures of some away trips. The wonderful Bellinghammers bus has been a part of. There's been some Bellingham Blazers hockey trips. And they've made some Sounders trips even. Bellinghammers, you know what? The supporters club, a team is nothing without their supporters club. And hopefully you guys will make it to the next match against Seattle Stars. Not a very long trip. It's a great, great way to get your feet wet in the traveling sense of supporting Bellingham United FC. Great time. They've got a great sound system on the bus. I think they said they have a TV in there as well. Oh, it's just awesome. So you should definitely check out bellinghammers.org. Find out how you can get on the next bus to go see an away game and not have to worry about driving, because you know, you hit Northgate when you head down to Seattle, and you're in your car and you're burning your gas, and you're like, oh, I don't want to be stuck in here. Boy, wouldn't it be great if I had a great sound system and a TV, and we were, you know, with other fellow Bellingham United FC fans and the bus, could we just chat our way through the bad traffic? So go check out bellinghammers.org and make sure you join one of these away trips. It's absolutely so great for the team. You're doing a service for Bellingham United FC, so do it. I said so. I know people love being told what to do, so yeah, do it. Looking forward to this match. Seattle, you know, they're not drawing a huge crowd right now, and the start of their season has been a bit shaky, but it's hard to look at anything the same way after we got beat by West Sound. You know, you cannot underestimate these squads. And so I do believe as long as Bellingham United FC takes this game seriously, which I know they will because Coach Callaway is a great coach, and these players are resilient players, I do believe as long as they take the Seattle Stars seriously, they will have a great match in Seattle. And I do expect a win. I'm hoping for one. I'm stoked for another win. We need to get back on that winning streak, especially since we don't have a home game until the 8th. So it'd be great to the 8th of June. So it'd be great to have some wins on the road. Boy, that would set us up great for this season. And, you know, we'd love to see that. You know, we're still early. Don't want to talk about it too much. But, you know, we'd love to see a little bit of, you know. And I don't want to say the word, but y'all know what I'm talking about. So, moving on, though, I've got a special treat for all of you. You might have heard of this kid's name. Yeah, I say kid, and I mean that with no disrespect. He is phenomenal. But he is only 15 years old, and so me, you know, getting up there in age, you start using that term kid, right? But he's one of the most humble guys you're going to meet, and he is extremely talented for his age. And his name is Tyler Hughes, and I got a chance to chat with him over the phone. And so, yeah, I'm going to let you guys listen to that interview. I want to just start off by telling you guys, like I said, this guy, for all the hype, you know, relative hype that's been made about him in Whatcom County, he is, like I said, I'll sound like a broken record, is such a humble guy. And great, he comes from a great family, and he's just a really, really good down-to-earth guy. So I really do wish the best for him. And but I'm not going to spoil the interview, so here it is. All right, I'm here with Tyler Hughes. Tyler, you are quite the name, actually, here around Bellingham when it comes to Bellingham soccer. But you're a very humble guy. I know that from meeting you. But you're definitely the name that we hear around here. Tell us a little bit about, you're a young guy, but you've been making a name for yourself around here lately. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been playing soccer for about as long as I can remember, and it's taken me places that there's no way I could have gotten to otherwise, so I'm very lucky.
Well, and so when did you start playing soccer? Obviously, I know everybody gets a really early start, but when was it that you really started to? Was it from basically the time you could walk that you started kicking the ball around, or when did you really start to get into the sport?
Yeah, it's basically just whenever I could. My parents, my dad, he really showed me the path, like, I guess you could say.
Well, nice. Well, and you play a lot of indoor soccer. And you played for the Rapids. Tell us a little bit about how that season went for you this year.
It was great. I mean, Lance gave me the opportunity to come out with the guys, and it was great. I loved it. It was really, really fun.
And then, of course, go ahead. Sorry.
It was really cool, just because, I mean, most of those guys have coached me growing up, and then to be able to play with them, and it was a blast. I loved it.
Well, and I know that everybody, including Chris Jepson, who's a defender for Bellingham United, he actually, I remember him posting about, or actually when I did an interview with him for that matter, he said everybody need to come out to watch Tyler Hughes too. So you have the respect from those guys too. You know, those guys are obviously, like you mentioned, they've been around the Whatcom County soccer scene for a while. So yeah, so you've also gained the respect of guys like that, which is awesome.
Yeah, that is really cool.
And it did lead to quite an awesome trip for you recently, where you went over to Europe. Guide us through what that was all about and what you did over in the Netherlands.
All right, well, as far as I know, Ted Dennison, he had some connections over there, and so I went over and played with a couple of the first division clubs, FC Utrecht, NEC, and Ado Den Haag, I think is how you pronounce it. And I just went over there for 2 weeks, but then they wanted me to stay for a couple more tryouts, I guess you could say. And so I stayed for a total of 3 weeks, and it was an eye-opening experience.
Well, and remind us, how old are you again?
I'm 15.
15, and you've got to be a 15 years old over playing, in one of the most soccer-rich countries in the world. What, I mean, did you pinch yourself every day?
Sorry, what did you say?
I said, did you, pinch yourself every day, one of the
Oh, yeah. It's every little experience. I mean, not only the soccer, but, I mean, the food, the people, just the way of life over there. It's just so much different. It was amazing.
It definitely sounds like it. And how did the, kind of in summary, how did it go trying out for some of these squads? I know that one of the guys over there, that Ted knows, from VV Zwammerdam, he mentioned that he got a chance to see you play, and he mentioned that he was completely impressed with you. So how did you feel you did over there?
I felt I did pretty well. I mean, it took, the couple first days, because it was nice, because before I went to the really, like, the first divisions, like Addo and clubs like that. I just trained with the local club, Guaranom, which was amazing. And that, it was nice to just kind of take it step by step, because, I mean, I had jet lag for the first 5 days, and that was a struggle to get over. But, I mean, once I got into it, I thought I did really well.
Well, that's what it sounds like. All the things I've heard about the trip were all good. So congratulations on that. And now getting away from soccer a little bit, you mentioned the food. What in particular, is there anything over there culturally that you miss now being back over in the United States?
Yeah, there's bitterballing, I think is how you say it. That was great. I mean, it was really funny because their main way of transportation is biking. I mean, you bike to the clubhouse, you bike to school, everywhere, and that was an eye opener because I don't know, it's a lot different than here. So I guess you can say I miss a lot of things, but it's nice to be back.
Well, cool. And I'm guessing there's going to be plenty of more trips over to Europe in the future. So
I'm hoping so.
Well, and now you are back, but like you mentioned, and we saw you at tryouts with Bellingham United. I've seen you on the bench in your street clothes as well. Tell us a little bit about your relationship. Obviously, you know Coach Callaway from the Rapids as well. But tell us a little bit about your relationship with Bellingham United FC.
Well, again, Lance is giving me the opportunity to come out. But, I mean, that's been awesome. The only thing I can't play yet because I've been playing with Joe McAuliffe in the Squalicum High School. And that's been great. But when that is over, I'm going to hopefully go to trainings and do whatever I can to get into the squad.
Well, I know that we definitely would love to see you play in a Hammers uniform. Obviously, the goal scoring, the touch that we saw and it gave us a little bit of a taste of that in tryouts, and it was fun to watch. So
I'm really excited because, I mean, now I know all the guys on a pretty good basis just from Rapids. And, I mean, Lance is awesome. I mean, it's just a great entire thing. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, that is one of the greatest parts about, you know, I've been working with, not obviously I don't play, but I've been working with around the guys for, about 2 years now. And they really are just a great group of guys, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. They're great soccer players, but they are great guys. It's been really nice.
Well, now to talk a little bit, we're obviously approaching the World Cup here, and I don't mean to get too off of Wacom Soccer, but we got to talk about it. So give us a little bit of insight. Who do you think is the absolute, the team to beat, and what are you looking forward to the most in the World Cup this year?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm not sure yet. I'm kind of pulling for Brazil just because they're the home team, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how Neymar does and seeing if Messi can do anything. And I don't know. I'm definitely looking forward to just watching Messi and Neymar play.
I know Neymar is one I'm looking forward to, and Messi, you just hope that he actually is Messi for the World Cup.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Seeing him how many years just not be Messi in the World Cup. But
I'm really pulling for him to do well.
Yeah, it'd be cool to see that. Obviously, you got all these guys that we enjoy watching so much throughout the year. It'd be cool to see them show up every 4 years. So Cristiano Ronaldo, another one of those.
Yeah, Messi, he's my favorite player by far, and I mean, I would strive to be anything close to Messi.
Hey, well, you know what? From the around here, like I said, you are looking to be the I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves, but the hero of Whatcom County soccer. So,
well, thank you very much.
One day
thank
when you are playing in Europe or watching you on TV, I can at least say, hey, yeah, I met that kid when he was playing in Bellingham. Well, thank you so much, though, Tyler. I know this has been a long time coming. I know we've been trying to. It's been a crazy start to the season for the Hammers, so we've been trying to get this interview squared away. So thank you for having patience as well.
Oh, no problem. Thank you very much.
And have a great. I'm sure I'm going to see you out on the pitch here soon. But have a great, great start to your summer. And you're going to be school's almost over, right? So you're going to be ready to have some vacation.
I think there's only like 4 more weeks, so it's nice.
Nice. Well, I bet you're looking forward to that. So enjoy that, and thank you once again, Tyler. We'll talk to you very soon.
All right. You too. Thank you very much.
All right. Talk to you later.
great interview. Very happy I could bring it to you guys. And you know, the things I heard about him from people who were in contact with people over in the Netherlands while he was over there, all good things. A lot of people see a lot in this kid. So yeah, it's going to be a ton of fun to see where his soccer career takes him. I think it's just going to be huge, onward and upward from here. So would love to see him, like I said in that interview, would love to see him in a Hammers kit one of these days. And I think we probably will. So should be fun. All right, guys. So before I go, I'm going to update you on how the league is doing. And so this weekend, which was the weekend, Saturday, May 10th, started off with South Sound FC and Wenatchee United FC. South Sound beat Wenatchee United, just barely edged them out, 2-1. And so South Sound remained undefeated there. Spokane Shadow took on Yakima United FC in Spokane. Yakima United rallied from being, I believe it was 2 goals down in that match, rallied back to win the game 3-2. Yakima having a good start to their season as well. Of course, we know about West Sound FC beating Bellingham United FC 1-0 on Sunday afternoon. And Vancouver Victory beat the Seattle Stars 1-0 in their match in Seattle. And so let's take a look at the standings here. You're going to find Bellingham United FC still at the top of the league, but in all truth, South Sound FC is at the top there as they have a game in hand against us. And they are also 3 wins, 9 points, whereas Bellingham has 3 wins, 9 points, but they have a loss in there. Vancouver Victory are third with 2 wins and 1 loss. Tied with them are Yakima United FC with 2 wins and 1 loss. West Sound FC now has 1 win and 2 losses. And bottom three, all with 2 losses and no wins. Spokane Shadow, Seattle Stars, and Wenatchee United FC. There have been no draws yet in this season, which is pretty crazy when you think about it. Goal differential is very high for Bellingham because of that Wenatchee game where they won 5-2. And, yeah, it drops off pretty steadily, one goal or so down the line from there. So, all right, guys. Well, I'm going to update you next week, obviously, about how we did against Seattle Stars. And there's going to be lots of other matches on the horizon to talk about. So, but thank you so much again for joining me. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Tyler Hughes. And I'll see you at Civic on June 8th, but I will talk to you over here before then. Later.